They say the site is safe. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Another train has jumped the tracks in Ohio.
Another Norfolk Southern train derailing last night in Springfield, Ohio, 1 month after the toxic train derailment in East Palestine. Last night's incident in Springfield, about 230 miles west of the first incident, prompting officials to declare a temporary shelter in place for everyone within 1,000 feet of the train. That order is now lifted as both Norfolk Southern and the Springfield Fire Department say nobody was injured and no hazardous materials were on board at the time of the incident.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The water, the soil, and the air continue to be tested in East Palestine. Many residents who fear for their safety want the railroad to provide them with housing away from the site. The derailment was mentioned yesterday by former President Trump. He was the final speaker at CPAC following an overwhelming straw poll victory.
When a wonderful town in Ohio has difficulty, we are going to take care of that town.
Last night, President Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg called Ohio's governor to offer federal help in Springfield. The White House hasn't decided whether or not to send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, but two Ukrainian pilots are reportedly being trained on them at a U.S. military base. Last week, President Biden authorized another $400 million aid package to Ukraine for its fight against Russia.
My question of the Biden administration is, our policy can't be just blank check until Zelensky decides he wants to go to the table. We have to decide what's in our interests.
House Republican Michael Waltz speaking to Fox News. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A manhunt is underway in Los Angeles after five people were shot and wounded on a beach yesterday. Their conditions range from critical to stable. The suspect is believed to have fled in a car. A honeymoon horror has led to a multi-million dollar lawsuit against a Hawaiian tour company. A couple claims they were left in the ocean.
Alexander Burkle and Elizabeth Webster are suing Maui Sail Company for $5 million after their honeymoon snorkeling trip to Lanai in September of 2021 went awry. When the waters became turbulent, the boat took off, leaving the couple fearing for their lives as conditions worsened. The pair eventually making it to shore, where they were later discovered by local residents. The couple's attorney, Jared Washkowitz, saying the company's disorganization led to them not realizing the couple was missing, even after conducting three head counts. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Another day to dig out in the mountains of Southern California. Many residents remain stranded following last weekend's epic storm.
Snowstorms pounded mountains in San Bernardino County, about 60 miles east of Los Angeles, trapping some residents and forcing them to hunker down with food and water as they wait for crews to plow the heavy snow that has fallen on main highways and backcountry roads. Some residents are also worried about their gas lines possibly leaking. There's also some frustration regarding California Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom declared a state of emergency for 13 counties to help with disaster relief, but he's still getting blasted for reportedly leaving California on Wednesday during the weather-related emergencies.
Fox's Christina Coleman. It's still snowing in California, Sierra Nevada, but lower elevations are just getting some rain today. Across the northern plains, more accumulating snow. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.